Rapaport Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
Another argument you're often going to hear from those who are in the intersectionality group is the idea that if you do not celebrate their sin, now you're going to hear this very often when it comes to LGBT, that you must celebrate their sin publicly or you are not loving. Really? What is the most loving thing we could do? The most loving thing we as believers can do is warn people of the wrath to come. We should warn them. And the fact is, we're doing the most loving thing possible because our mindset is not for this world, but for that which is to come. The most loving thing we could do is to warn the lost of a punishment that is coming upon them. That is love. Now, they're going to argue that we're not loving if we don't celebrate their sin. Well, let's flip that around. Are they loving toward us if they don't attend church every week? You see, they don't think about that. They want to argue that you, as a Christian, are not loving if you are not promoting their homosexuality. However, think about this. In this group of mindset that thinks that everyone's a victim and you have to celebrate all their sin, do they celebrate your Christianity? Do they believe that everyone should go to church because you go to church? Well, obviously, the answer to that is clear. The answer is no. And that shows the hypocrisy in their belief system.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.